Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. It's just been a little crazy and hectic, but I'm so glad everybody is here now and who will listen later. And remember, you can always, always, always download this first show after it's recorded by our web link, okay? So anyway, welcome, and we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about how to have a great Thursday and transform your life in all sorts of ways, okay? So I'll let you know, it's hard sometimes, I think, to change a bad habit, don't you guys? I know I struggle with that myself. So, you know, one of the things that works for me is change your mindset, change your life. That's one thing that that I do, because having a different mindset will allow me, and working on that, you know, you can say it, but you really got to believe it. So change your mindset, change your life. That's a mantra or affirmation I use. I also start every morning with breathing, 3 minutes of breathing exercises that I've learned. I also have learned after that I do 3 minutes of gratitude, grateful for my health, you know, my daughter, my life, the people in my life, the angel coaches that I have in my life, and so on. Okay, so, you know, that's 3 minutes of gratitude. And I'm listening to music when I do this. And then I take another, and then the next thing that I do is 3 minutes of gratitude, 3 minutes of, you know, breathing. And then I also start doing the where I can visualize, right? Three minutes of visualization. And sometimes what I do, not sometimes, I always do this. I am so grateful for the great house and, you know, I describe my house. I'm so grateful for the connection I have as I, you know, working with people and the angels. And, you know, I may or, you know, visualize that to be stronger than it is now, right? Because if we keep it tuned in, right, then that's a good thing, because we're always in that state of being glad that we're connected to all that is God. You know, some people call God, Jesus, Buddha, it doesn't really matter, you know, higher power, angels, you know, and so on. So that's something that I do as well. The other thing that that I do, until I do that, it's called visualization, but I'm actually seeing it in my mind's eye, you know, what my house is going to look like, my dream house, yours may be one in the mountains, right? It doesn't really matter. One in Vegas, one in whatever. So those are things that I do every morning, and I've been doing that now for about 60 days, okay? And then the other thing that I do after that is I do affirmations, and so every day I'm getting stronger and stronger, yeah, and you know, and I'm saying those, change your mindset, change your life. You know, my friend Vic, this morning on the Mastermind group, she gave a great affirmation, and the affirmation was, and is, it's like just so beautiful, listen before you, and listen more, judge less, right? And I said, wow, that's great, right? Because we're always judging other people a lot. I know I've done that. I try to stay away from that. And but then this thought popped in my head, don't judge yourself so harshly. My goodness, have you ever listened to how we talk to ourselves? You know, that it's so, so harsh. And so that's something that I'm really taking into consideration. And going back to the gratitude, I mean, I'll say things like, I'm grateful for being able to move today and run today and those kind of things. And you know, and I congratulate myself on being super active and getting in excellent, you know, physical endurance, you know, for me, okay? You know, it's a journey. It's not a destination, right? And so, by the way, if you're saying, oh, I'm too old to do that, Tree, they did a study at, I think, MIT. There's a one in Pennsylvania and another university where they actually took 55 to 65-year-old men and women that had never worked out before in their life, and they trained them, you know, for a few, I think, 6 months or 2 years or something, I don't even remember. But these guys, 55 to 65 years old, who had never worked out, developed as much muscle as a 20 or 30 year old, 20 something, 30 something year old person. How cool is that? So if you're buying into the age, I can't do it because I'm too old, doesn't work. Okay. I told that to a friend of mine. She goes, I was beating somebody that's 15 years younger. I go, great. Good for you. And you should. Don't let age stop you because it's only a number, right? And literally they proved that. So on that note, you know, and my father always says, keep moving, you know, you stay healthy, and he does that. So you guys, what I'm saying is you got to be strong and healthy, and those are the ways that I do it. And then I do affirmations, right, 3 minutes of affirmation, and then I start running, okay? So if I can do it, you can do it too, okay? And that's what I would really, really recommend for you guys, because that will help you start teaching your mind, your brain, to work a different way. And so instead of waking up saying, oh, I can't do this because, or I don't want to do this because, or I can't, or you're angry. Have you ever woke up angry and pissed off? I know I have, okay? And so when I do the 3 minutes of breathing, the 3 minutes of gratitude, the 3 minutes of affirmations, and then our visualization, and then the 3 minutes of affirmation, you know, I've got about 15 minutes of, you know, almost close to 15 minutes of really just time with myself, and that's important. So I'm saying all those four things, but the biggest thing is time with you, you know, and then I exercise. I run, you know, with my dog. Sometimes I don't because it's super hot down here in South Florida, you know, and bless their hearts, they're just so sweet, but, you know, they don't need to be running in the heat of the day. And sometimes I like to run when it's really hot because it builds up my endurance, right? And that's how I started running. And so just remember that. The other thing, too, is that I wanted to share with you guys is those, you know, time with yourself is the key thing to changing anything, not beating yourself up. Remember, listen more, judge less. You know, that doesn't go for all the people that you yell or scream about or make comments about. That goes for you. And thank you, Vic, for sharing that with us. She's amazing. And so that kind of thing. One of the other things I'm going to make a suggestion is that you start talking about who you are. You know what I mean? Blogging. You're like, well, who would be interested? You never know. I had some dude from Turkey last night who had been reading our blogs on Angel Coaches sign up as a friend. How cool is that, right? And, you know, he's a smoker and all this stuff. But he goes, I want to get healthy. So I was like, okay, cool. And, you know, and he goes, you know, he's listening to the shows and whatnot. But, you know, I started blogging, and how I started blogging, and you may start just, you know, and you can come to our site and share with us what you feel, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or start your own Facebook page and share what you feel is important, how to make your life prosperous, what you do. That's a thought, you guys. It's no pressure, right? Maybe you do yoga. Maybe you watch YouTube. You know, maybe you do certain things, you know, or what do you do to keep yourself healthy, to keep yourself motivated, you know? Start a blog, okay? And if not, just start a Facebook page. How are you feeling? I'm feeling great. If you go to my Facebook page, not the Angel Coaches one, but Tariq Abbott, you'll see this dude on there. His name's Brad, loves hair. Anyway, he's such a sweet person, and he friended me, and he has got the coolest stuff about his industry and who he is and how he overcomes obstacles, right? And he was talking about his dog yesterday, and it was his birthday, and I thought it was really cool because you got to see inside his life and what he does to stay positive, what he does to stay abundant. And, you know, he's not super religious or mystical or metaphysical, or maybe he is, I don't know. But what metaphysical or mystical or spiritual is just, you know, living in the moment and being in the now. And he had the cutest dog and talking to his daughter on the phone about going to fix her hair and taking his dog with him. So he's a tough dude, and but I like him. If you go to Brad Loves Hair, if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see it. But blogging is another thing I think is good. On your page, what do you feel is important to know today? And don't say, oh, Tree, who would be interested? I would. I know sometimes I go and look at people and I go, oh, wow, that's a great idea or a great thing that they're saying, you know. I mean, you've got aroma, you've got Donna Howard. I love her. She's one of our angel coaches, and she does aromatherapy and herbal remedies, I guess is what you call it. But she's got some really cool stuff out there. The Lavender Door, they've got, you know, she blogs, and she's got some really cool information, so creative. And then Whitney, she's on Angel Coaches, and she put something the other day, listen with your heart. You know, you don't have to be a big, long thing, but start blogging about what's important to you. Maybe family is, and it makes us all look at things different. So you start your day with the visualization or the breathing, the gratitude, the visualization, and then the affirmations, and then do some form of exercise. I think maybe walking, maybe running, you know, maybe running for a song, you know, like if you run for one whole song. You know, that there's a guy that he taught that. He did the Olympics. But anyway, I can't remember, read his book, but anyway, so those kind of things. And then get on your Facebook page and tell what's important to you. Okay, it's a form of blogging, and it's not a big thing because most of us have social media. And go with it, because when you're feeling good after you do those things, you'll see time with yourself. Those four things while you're doing time with yourself and some form of exercise is good. Taking those feelings after you finish running or finish walking or finish doing at least 15 minutes right there of the four things that I just shared with you, visualization, I'm saying it again because some people just tune in, visualization, gratitude, and affirmations, and then form of exercise and breathing. You know, once you finish that and you don't do exercise, that's just enough, the 15 minutes and you're done, then you go in and say, hey, I feel this way because I did this and this is, I feel, you know, and people get so much out of that kind of energy. So it's just a thought. And you could blog on our page if you want, because we love hearing great stories. Tell us what you're doing. So that's some things that are basic things that you can transform your life with, right? And they're important. Man, are they important? Time with yourself, you know, and you'll increase your, you know, you'll increase your endurance if you're exercising. You'll increase your joy and energy if you're doing the four things I shared with you. But time with yourself is key right there. And then just share with everybody what you're feeling. Okay, that's a big message I got, you know, tonight, because everybody can say what's wrong or I'm feeling this way or, you know, I'm sad or whatever. But, you know, to share some good stuff right there makes a huge difference. Remember, one positive thought changes 10,000 negative ones, you know. So that's a key there. The other thing that I think is, you know, write a list of affirmations that are for you. I do change your mindset, change your life, change my mindset, change my life. I'll give you an example of that. The other day I was super frustrated, right? And it was in the afternoon. I go, da-da. I was like, this is not going to change. I'm so angry. You ever get mad at God or your angels? I do. Okay, good thing they don't get mad at me, right? And I appreciate them so very much. I'm saying that right now. I appreciate you, angels, God, Jesus, all the ascended masters. Thank you. And so I said, why isn't this changing? I've done this, this, and this. And then this voice, it was an angel, said, change your mindset. Change your life. I was like, thank you. So, you know, working on that. It's a work in progress, right? Remember, it's a destiny. It's a journey, never a destination, okay, until we connect and combine and one with God. Those are sweet moments too, aren't they? When those loving arms come around us and nurture us. You know, that's what I say. Our loving wings, whatever works for you. So those are a couple things there. And then let me give you a couple of angels that can really help you too as well. I love Archangel Ariel. She really helps with the environment. And I know that a couple of Victoria is, she actually wrote about Archangel Ariel in our free gift. If you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and register for our newsletter, you get that free gift. It's a list of all the archangels and what they do and how they do it. You guys, I would not miss out on this because it's wonderful. We all talk about how you can connect with them, people that have done it, their miracles that have happened in their life. So, and you can do it too. So we put an angel guide together, and Whitney, our IT person, our psychic extraordinaire, she's everything and, you know, to a lot of different people. And so is all the coaches, but we've got that angel guide there for you. Register on our newsletter. Go to our new website, angelcoaches.org, and you can register there. And then once you do that, you'll get that free gift. Okay? I want to make sure I tell you that. So you've got a lot of stuff there. Now, another couple things that you can do, as I said, is work with the angels. Archangel Ariel, which Victoria wrote a great, great, you know, how to work with her on that Facebook, you know, on the angel guide. And it's wonderful. And so thank you, Victoria. But she also helps with manifesting, helping the environment. So you're running and you're feeling all that love. Just ask to connect with her and ask for messages and say, hey, I'm visualizing this, Archangel Ariel. If you got anything to share with me, help me. Thank you for helping me with that. How I can create it to happen. And then another one is Archangel Michael, because I love Michael. Michael gives you courage and strength and motivation, right? He can help you get up in the morning, eat the right way, and feel really good. And then you also have, and this one is beautiful, Saint Germain just showing up tonight and says, hey, help me, because, you know, I help you connect with the I Am presence and realize how powerful you really are with your and clean your energy. So when you're like really ask all three of them, say, hey, help me make this happen, and thank you for helping me make this happen. Archangel Ariel helps with manifesting. Archangel Michael, life purpose, motivation, courage, strength, endurance, okay, all those things. Saint Germain helps you cleanse your energy, helps you cleanse the energy around you, helps you stay connected, and helps you connect with God. Okay, how sweet is that? And you say, all three of them, Archangel Saint Germain, Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Michael, all of them work. Those are the three that showed up tonight. Thank you for helping me. Instead of saying making things happen, use the word creating. When you say make, I'm going to repeat this. When you say the word make, you feel like it's outside of you. That you really don't have control of it. But when you say, I like to create this, and thank you for helping me create this, that means you're really taking part in that creation process with you and God. Okay, are you that part of you that's connected to God, or that part of you that is God, however you see that, and the I Am presence, because Saint Germain does a lot with that, okay? So, first part of it, I told you about the four exercises to do. You know, you can do that in the morning or in the evening, and then some form of exercise, or not. I like some form of exercise, remember that, you know, remember that. And then that's time with yourself, time with you, that's important. And then the affirmations, okay, which is part of those four, you know, change your mindset, change your life, change my mindset, change my life, whatever it works for you. I am a great teacher. I am channeling the right information to people, or the correct information. Whatever you think of three or four that you can say while you're moving. Okay, that's important, I think. And then the other thing is that you've got the three angels there that help you, Saint Germain, Archangel Ariel, manifesting and creating, and then Archangel Michael. So those three, and you can listen to the show again or go download our free angel guide there. Go by registering for our newsletter at facebook.com/angelcoaches, or you can go to angelcoaches.org, register for the newsletter, and you're going to get this amazing guide. It's amazing and beautiful. We all did such a poured our hearts into it. So, and you get it from all of us, angel coaches. And so it's there for you to download, you to enjoy, and you to work with, okay? So it covers every area of your life. So if you want more prosperity in your bank account, in your love life, in your relationships, life choices, your health, that angel guide handbook will help you. And it's free, once again. I'm saying it a few times. All right? And so those are some tips, things there that you can really change your life with. But with anything, the most important thing is to time with yourself and being consistent. I mean, you could drop the ball a day or two, but jump right back on it, okay? And, you know, because if you continue to do the same things, you're going to get the same results, right? That's something I know, and most of us do, right? And you can say, I want to quit eating bad, but if you continue to eat the same way, you're going to get the same results in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, all right? And if you don't do anything to build up your self-esteem, and you go, I wish I felt better about myself, and you can wish all you want, but I'm going to create a way to feel better about myself. Remember, use the word create, because that means you take charge of it, and that I Am presence inside of you, which is God. So I hope that helps you guys. Angelcoaches.org, go take a look at her site. It's amazing and wonderful. Thank you, Whitney. Thank you, all you guys. You know, we've got Donna, who's great at all the herbal remedies and the fragrances that, you know, she uses. And then you have Sue. Sue is wonderful at doing what she does, too, as well. She's super creative. I think she's she can take anything and make it work. She's just creative. And you have Allison, who works with children. She's got an education in that and is super psychic. She's just tuning in. And then you have Di, who's written a book, helps writers, helps us all. As a coach, she's done a lot of coaching with parents that have lost a loved one, a child, or families that have lost loved ones or whatever. That's also such a painful process there. And so she's an expert in all of that too as well. And vibration, you've got angel coaches out there that really help with that. She's one of them. And then Victoria does a lot with animal communication, soul agreements. And she's healed herself in many areas of her life, in the physical body, Lyme disease, and turned the clock back around so she could have a baby. So and you guys figured that one out, okay? So she's excited about it, and I am too. And so did I list all the angel coaches? If I didn't, I promise you I will list them again. But they're there on the site, and they're all very gifted and very talented. So go take a look at the angelcoaches.org site. And let's see what else. I think that's all for now. So you heard about Allison, Di, Victoria, Donna, and Sue, and Whitney, myself. You know, we're all supporting each other, okay? And we all put that angel guide together for you. All right? So take care, everybody. Have a great now, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now.